Trailblazers takes us back to this week 70 years ago, at the corner of Pine Avenue and El Dorado Street, the longtime location of Trails Anglican Church. It was Easter weekend in 1955 that the structure welcomed its final congregation, under the leadership of Reverend Jack Rogers. Built in 1899, the church served the rapidly growing city for 56 years. 10 years prior, plans to build a new structure to accommodate the growing list of worshipers got underway with the purchase of property to the north of the church. A decade of planning, preparation, and fundraising ensured the $140,000 structure, $1.6 million today, we know today, opened in just under 6 months' time. The original church, touted as one of the prettiest in the Kootenays, held its first services on November 19, 1899. Built predominantly of cedar, five beautiful stained glass windows were installed in the chancel above the altar. The rafter-exposed ceilings allowed for enhanced acoustics. Its primary issue was the limited capacity of only 140 people, which, by 1955, was woefully inadequate. Trails Anglican Congregation of the late 1890s raised $900, which translates to about $36,000 today, to see their new church built. The amount did not quite cover building expenses, however, repayment happened quickly with all cash offerings applied to the debt. In 1903, the memorial bell, dedicated to the popular Reverend Henry Irwin, also known as Father Pat, was installed, following his death the year before. Over five decades later, this modest yet formidable church would come down, making way for the church we see today, doubling the occupancy of the 1899 structure. At the consecration in October 1955, Reverend Rogers encouraged congregants to remember that consolation of our holy religion is not tied to any one place or building. It may well be that in the new and perhaps fairer building in which we will worship God, will increase to them sevenfold that which He has blessed them in this place. In a wonderful sermon delivered in July 2024 by Richard Fish, the historical and religious symbolism found within the 1955 structure is highlighted and surely helped achieve Reverend Rogers' prediction. While the daily or weekly value of churches may have changed, as evidenced by significantly smaller congregation attendance, Trails' many churches and former churches still stand as tangible reminders of the generosity, devotion, and belief in duty to which our ancestors subscribed. If you have an opportunity to visit one of Trails' churches for a regular service, special rite, or concert, consider the folks who invested in these structures for the good of their community and those to come. And should you hear a bell tolling downtown? It's likely the bell dedicated to Father Pat, still ringing 122 years on. Sarah Benson Lord, Manager, Trail Museum and Archives and Visitor Center.